We've also been watching something that I think Big Fatty might enjoy, because I believe he watches the Jeopardy. Or however he says it in his Foghorn Leghorn accent.
Aussie. Aussie. Aussie.
Oh, no, Aussie.
Is you Aussie?
But I believe he enjoys the Jeopardy. There is a, but I don't know if Fatty has Amazon Prime, because I don't hear him saying he ordered something off of the Lesbiterian whatever's. I don't know. Do you have, well, Fatty, I know you listen to this. Do you have the Lesbiterian delivery service Prime? Because if you do, then there is a Jeopardy version that's on Amazon Prime Video, and I think it would be good for you. So it's called Pop. Oh, now I'm going to forget that. Is it Pop Culture? Yeah, Pop Culture Jeopardy. And I don't believe I've heard Fatty talk about it, but it's only, as far as I know, it's only on Amazon Prime. I could be wrong about that. I just went downstairs to say hi to Mark, because I should never start recording at 5 o'clock.
Trademark Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fatty, I know you listen to this.
Aussie.
Aussie. Aussie.
Oh, no, Aussie.
Is you Aussie?
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4754. The FO for Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Save the Day. I'm going to tell you all about my day, plus an Axe Big Fatty question. Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Well, I see. I see. I'm saying good morning to you. Hello, do it yourselfers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're do-it-yourselfers today, because y'all, sometimes you just gotta do it yourself to realize that you shouldn't be doing it yourself. We'll get more into that as the little show progresses. But y'all, wishing us a good morning, everybody. Y'all, first up, y'all, that was that guy out in the Arizona, eh? And y'all, then it was the Flopfo up there in the Connecticut. And finally, that was Cora Beth, who I'll be seeing this weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. It's tinkling, and it's very upbeat and festive. It is, y'all. This is a full long version of the music from CBS This Morning. Back in the day, I like this, because it's more orchestration and everything. Oh, yes, because you know Crooked Hat loves an orchestration. It's true. Now, y'all, I mentioned the do-it-yourselfers, and y'all after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I I don't know how I did it, but I was putting up my new sliding screen, which, y'all, it is fabulous. Just fabulous. And I noticed that one side of it, I didn't quite get it all the way in, and there was a little gap, and it was going to bother the living hell out of me. So, y'all, I went to take the screw out. Y'all stripped it. Stripped the screw head, so I had to get my neighbor to let me borrow his vice grips to pull the stripped screw out. Actually, he came over and he did it for me. Big Fatty, he's so sweet. He is indeed. He's out in the California, eh? And y'all, that brings me to another do-it-yourselfer. Y'all, you know the number three fan of the BFO. You know that's Dr. He said something the other day. It was like Mega Meat or something like that. I don't remember what it was. But Dr. Stone, you know, number three fan, y'all, he was replacing his bathroom sink and drain and everything. He was doing it himself, and proudly reported on Tuesday morning that he threw his back out. Now, y'all, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at Dr. Stone. Yes, you are, Big Fatty. Well, I'm sure he's laughing, too. But, y'all, when will we learn? Big Fatty, I'm going to guess never. It's probably true. But let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I did try to work on the finishing touches on the retractable screen, and y'all, after my neighbor came over and took that screw out, I said, you know what? I'm just gonna wait. I'm gonna wait until Tuesday morning, to finish up the final touches. So y'all, I turned on the TV machine and watched the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And y'all, then the wheel came on. I was kind of half watching that and half not watching it. And y'all, then it was time for the Jeopardy! Fatty, what is this? Well, y'all, I went looking for different versions of the Jeopardy music, and this was like Jeopardy trumpets or something like that. And anyway, it's just something different. Yes, Big Fatty. But Jamie Ding. I don't remember what it is. Anyway, y'all. Spoiler alert, y'all, he lost. And y'all, he not only lost, he got his ass handed to him. And y'all, the guy that beat him there's something a little off with him, and I don't know what it is, but anyway, he's very animated, and he's kind of like Jamie in that he would take some time before he would answer, or he'd talk to himself. He was just out of the ordinary, and needless to say, Jamie has gone to glory, so to speak, as far as Jeopardy goes. Y'all, that Gary Bearden said that he tuned in on Monday night and to watch Jamie, and he's accepting full blame for Jamie losing on Monday night. So Gary, make sure Jamie sends you a thank you note for him losing. Y'all, since there was no sports ball game on, y'all, I just turned the TV machine off, and y'all, I had the uh, the new screen in the front, the storm door screen open. Y'all, it's just nice and cool in the villa. And turn the air conditioning and the heat all the way off. And y'all, I'm enjoying being able to do that. And it's money well spent. Y'all, speaking of money well spent, y'all, I received a testimonium from that Randy, up there in the Penis Livania. He and Shy Tom, y'all, they're heading west, young man. Yes, Big Fatty. They're moving. Where did he say they were moving? I think they're moving to the Arizona also. He said, let's just see here. He says, we're moving to Oro Valley, Arizona. Maybe is close to that, or maybe my youngest daughter, Nessa, or you know, Gavin's moving to Arizona A also. So, but the reason he mentioned that he was moving is because in the house that they're buying, they have a Samsung icebox. And I told him, I said, well, I hope you have better luck with the Samsung ice maker than others have. So I'm sure we'll get it'd be like a gas report, the ice maker update. Y'all, how is your ice maker doing? Oh, yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, I sat down and I took my go-to-bed pills and everything, and I started reading the Consumer Report magazine. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, when you read right before going to bed, y'all, you get sleepier quicker. And so y'all, I before 9 p.m. in the evening, y'all, I was crawling into the chamber, and y'all slept like a baby. I think it went down to 53. Overnight, got up on Tuesday morning, had my breakfast, had a couple of pieces of sourdough toast and my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off on my morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, went to senior size class, did that. And y'all, the lady whose friend comes by with treats from the Vaughn's East Bakery decided to come by on Tuesday. And so y'all, I picked up a bake-at-home loaf of sourdough bread. And y'all, they had 2 dozen sugar cookeries with the colored sprinkles on top. So I took one of those and y'all headed on back here to the villa. Y'all have finished up putting the correct screw in and securing the threshold for the screen door. And y'all, so it's done. It's all said and done. Yes, Big Fatty, said and done. And y'all watched The Price is Right and had my cookeries, and y'all, now here I am recording the little show, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Big Fatty, does your back hurt from doing the DIY? No, not as much as Dr. Stone's. Oh, okay. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us today. Y'all, from the future, y'all, it is from my straight boy friend, Straight Bob. And Straight Bob says, Big Fatty, please blink two times if you are being held hostage. You, not once, but twice, just told us that you turned down a gentleman caller. What do we need to do to rescue you? I love you. I love the volcano mug. I see this as some sort of personal plea for me to jump into action as your international straight boyfriend. In the meantime, can I ask you a question?
Well, Big Fatty thought he was already...
Yes, what would you like to ask? It's been a while. In the meantime, it's been a while. I'm actually 60. The phrase, it's right, dude, was that from the Dairy Fairy? I think it was. XO. Well, first of all, straight Bob, I'm fine. The only reason the gentleman caller got turned down was because of scheduling. Right, dude, y'all, I don't, straight Bob, I don't know if that was from the Dairy Fairy or not. Y'all, do you remember the Dairy Fairy? Straight Bob, you go way back to bring him up.
Yes, me, Betty.
Y'all, can I just say, it just does my heart so good to hear from my straight boyfriends. You know, I hadn't heard from Phil. Phil, you know, he's over there in the, he's somewhere. He used to be in the Oregon, but now he's somewhere else. I guess I could go over to the ham map. Y'all hadn't had any new pins in the ham map in a while.
Big Fatty, now you're Randy and Tom will have to put new pins in June, and they sure will.
And, you know, my Northeast straight, yay! You know, I'm sure he's very busy. Very busy, you know.
Yes, Big Fatty, raising Logan and Evan to not be like their father.
Well, anyway. Y'all, let's see, what else have I got here to talk about? Y'all, I am excited that the... Oh, no, I know what I was going to tell you. Y'all, my 34-year-old gentleman caller, I hadn't heard from him in months. And out of the blue yesterday, he sends me a message. Hey, Big Fatty, how you doing? Can I come by? I said, yes. He says, I got to run an errand and then I'll be over. I said, thank you for calling. But y'all, he never made it over. I don't know if something happened or what. I don't think he was pulling my leg.
No, Big Fatty, you would be pulling his.
Oh, well, anyway. But I'll keep you up to date on that. But y'all, I was delighted that he wanted to come back over and see Big Fatty. And, you know, oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, by the way, one possible reason is, you know, on full right. Y'all, it's a full moon. And y'all, I don't know that I've mentioned, but on full right. Durwood and I are heading over to the Midlands, and we're gonna see Cora Beth over there for a leather event from the Carlotte North Kakalaki Leather Club. They're having their event there this weekend. So anyway, something to talk about on Monday.
Yes, we pay something different.
Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat. And Crooked Hat, is there anything you want to say to Big Fatty?
Fatty, I know you listen to this.
I say.
Oh, well, it comes out so infrequently now.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.